Today is day three of the RNC. Restaurants and businesses inside the RNC's soft perimeter expected to see an economic boon this week. So far, for many, though, the only economic impact has been bad business. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez has the story.
Last month, when plans for the RNC were ramping up, Brent Bashir said he was beyond excited. He says Doc's Smokehouse, his downtown Milwaukee restaurant, lined up a contract with a national media organization to be its home-based restaurant throughout the convention. Then 2 weeks until showtime, the organization pulled out of the contract, leaving Brashear high and dry.
I quickly tried to pivot. We set up the beer garden. We spent a good deal of money. We've got extra staff. We thought it would be busy. We were open to the public. You know, we tried to do the right thing and roll out the red carpet. We printed banners that said, "Welcome GOP." We made shirts for all of our staff. And we've prepared for a lot, and so far it's been dismal.
Doc's Smokehouse is on Bell Phillips Avenue, blocks away from the Pfizer Forum, the stage at the RNC. Brashear says there are a couple things affecting his business. One is that the maps of the restricted areas don't show all of the streets that are blocked off, including the restaurant's cross street Wells. And that's made it challenging for customers to find them. The restaurant sits in this kind of limbo space, only accessible from one entrance and behind large black fencing running the distance of the block. The bigger problem is, in his words, the crowd is a dud.
I know I've read a lot of things where they say there's going to be 50,000 people here. This looks like a weak Admirals game. There's just not a lot of people down here.
Tuesday, around lunch hour, the restaurant and the pop-up beer garden Brashear set up for the RNC were empty. And he's not alone in this. Even for businesses like his, which are a stone's throw from where the delegates spend their days.
We are the Waffle House of Wisconsin. George Webb.
It's the Waffle House in Wisconsin.
We are, but we don't have waffles.
Melissa Medic works at the George Webb's Diner on MLK Drive, across the street from the Hyatt Hotel, where a number of media members and delegates are staying. Medic says she hopes business picks up after a painfully slow start this week. She also says it's been a challenge for her staff to get in because of last-minute changes the city made blocking off streets.
So I found out Friday that they were putting up a lot more blockades than we expected, so you're blocking off streets that it's like, why are you blocking this off? That's kind of dumb. So we had to form plans to get everybody here. And then because of no parking on the street and it getting hard for people to get in, they just weren't coming in.
But if you're lucky to be close enough to Pfizer, and we're talking a few hundred feet, you might be all right. That's the story of the Frozen Daiquiri Stand Fat Tuesdays, which sits right across the plaza from Pfizer Forum.
My name is Destiny. I am in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I work at Fat Tuesdays. I believe we have the only location here in Milwaukee.
Destiny says the delegates stopping in will ask her who she's voting for in November. She tells them, they order, and then they pay in tip.
We made pretty good money yesterday on tips. And our regulars, I think they regular. So they kind of like they kind of used to it now. So they come in and it's like, I don't see as many tips as I would love to. So now that we is seeing a lot of tips, it's like, okay, yeah, like this is nice.
Destiny says she went from working the early shifts to the midday shifts in hope of making additional money. And she's hoping that some of this crowd sticks around past the convention.
Hopefully we keep some of these people as our regulars.
But for the businesses just a few blocks away, like Doc's Smokehouse, a financial windfall from the RNC is not happening. And that economic impact is real.
I mean, you know, I've got 60 employees. We offer company-paid health care. You know, if hindsight being 2020, if it looks like, if today looks like yesterday, I would have been better off giving everybody vacation and just saying, hey, come back in a week and let's get back at it.
While Brashear says he thinks the RNC is good for the city by bringing additional attention, he says it's not been good for business and that none of his friends or other businesses on 3rd Street are seeing big sale numbers. And in a business that's gotten tougher to manage post-COVID, where margins are even tighter, losing a week's worth of sales in the middle of summer is money that you don't get back. For WUWM, I'm Jimmy Gutierrez.